Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Thank you for joining us. So over 110 clergy are gathering in Lansing next Tuesday. It's the second such meeting for the Michigan Prophetic Voices. So what's on their agenda, and what does the state's religious community view as the most pressing issues that need to be addressed? To find out, I'm joined by one of those that will be attending, Reverend James Kennedy of the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church in Flint. Reverend Kennedy, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, tell me, you've met once before. What is the issue the group feels needs to be addressed most urgently in Michigan?
Well, let me say, first of all, from the Motor City or from Detroit to the Upper Peninsula, Michigan values and respect community and hard work. And you could say that the middle class is built by the people of Michigan. The issues that we are concerned about and will try to address on Tuesday have to do with foreclosures, public safety, has to do with jobs too.
Now, is the group calling on state lawmakers to take any certain action on these issues?
Yes, we're calling on them to take a more aggressive approach. There are people who would say to you that we can't afford safe streets, can't afford to pay for safe streets. We can't afford strong infrastructure that provides good education. And you and I know that without those, then comes the end of our infrastructure. But it also comes for a lowering of the standard of living, and that's not acceptable for us.
I was going to ask, what is your view then on the direction Governor Snyder and the legislative Republicans have been taking the state in the last year and a half or so?
Well, I think the governor has done some good things, but one of the things that, and this has happened in Michigan and has happened nationally too, is that they've taken too much from the middle class and low-income people. We think that some of that burden ought to be borne by the well-to-do or the upper class, if you will.
Are you talking about raising taxes?
Not necessarily raising taxes. I think we need to do something with taxes with the wealthy as well as the middle class and below. You see, what happens because the middle class or lower class people don't have the kind of influence that wealthy people have, that's the first place that they go to increase expenses.
Tell me, though, what about the argument that we need jobs in the state, and do you do that by making this a job-friendly state? You reduce taxes on businesses, and in turn you bring in more jobs to Michigan. Don't you buy that argument?
Reduce taxes? Well, If we were reducing taxes, yes. But when they reduce taxes on the wealthy.
Well, on job creators and the business community.
You say they're job creators. Maybe you're just being a devil's advocate. Many of the times, that doesn't trickle down. It didn't even trickle down in the Reagan era. And so if you think about trickle-down economics, that doesn't work.
We're so unfortunately out of time, but tell me, how much do you see the state struggling right now as compared to a few years ago?
How much do I see?
Yeah, people right in your congregation and so on.
Significantly more than a few years ago. I can tell you that up until probably 3 years ago, even with the downturn of things, I didn't see the kind of problems people suffer as much as they do now. And it didn't show up in what people gave or give to the church or give to mission causes. And now they don't give as much because they don't have as much to give.
We unfortunately are out of time. Reverend James Kennedy from the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church in Flint. Reverend Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us, the gathering next Tuesday. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us.
Thank you.
That is it for us for this week. We're back on Monday at 6 p.m. Michael Cohen, my producer this evening, Jesse Wiza. And we are back once again on 1320 WILS. Check us out 6 p.m. on Monday evening. Thanks for joining us. Good night.